The reason they won't shut us down and give us no unemployment and all that again is because they know the people that didn't take advantage the first time, like myself, they know we gonna fuck them up this time. I ain't no mercy. I'm let them say we shut down today. I quit today. I ain't bullshit. I'm coming PPP, EDD, EGG, EBB, ABC, DBE, all that shit.
Hey, you know who it is. The Jesus vs. Marrow Show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonte. Giving a shout-out to my people, NappyAfro.com.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., prank call, Sullivan Son, TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mess till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figure $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, 8 Town in the house. So this Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com. You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is all you took a break over the holiday ass podcasters. Are you taking time to be with your family ass podcasters or taking a break just because you need a mental break ass podcasters? Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a day of a class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo and my favorite A.K.A. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We're on them all. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in and leave a message. It's 347-201-2572. Leave a message, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can join for as little as a dollar, get behind the scenes exclusive content, and get shout out on the show like nobody because the Patreon was down, but it's bike up. So let's, you know, everybody don't worry. The Patreon is back. So, you know, we're back. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And option D is to retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us and say a story so we can shout you out like everybody's showing us love. You got Ruler Myself, Short T, Sawright, GQ Blue, Uncle Dolomite, Life Unplugged, We Need to Talk, Mama Cow. Life, 12 Cow. Like, everybody's showing love, and we appreciate that, man, because sharing is caring. Well, all the pandering is out of the way, Queen Germ. Is there, how was your week?
My week was good.
Okay.
So far, so good. Getting turned up, getting ready for this new year to come in.
Mm.
Getting some awesome sales, storing up some things for the holidays. You can't stand it, but it is really beneficial. This is the time of the year where you get the best buys. It is after the
They want
Christmas.
Y'all to believe that.
It is, though, because I watch the sales. I watch it. I'm a shopper.
You're a shopaholic.
I'm a shopper, period. And therefore, this is the time where you get your goods. Like, anything that's non-perishable, you get the Christmas sweaters for the people who like those. You get the trinkets. You get the brooch. You get the all
so
of the
stuff. So a bunch of Christmas
stuff.
Shit is on sale.
Yes, and it's 70% off a lot
who
of places.
Who fuck that shit?
90% off. If you paying a quarter for some shit that you would have regularly paid $2.50 for, or think about the great things, like some really cute stuff. Christmas trees costing $300. You can now get a Christmas tree that once was $300. You're now paying anywhere from $30 to $90 for that.
That's all it's worth.
But so many people bought it for $300 when the
Suckers.
Thing when the thing was on the floor. So therefore
Suckers
now
born every minute.
You can come and get it for little or nothing. Mm. So this is the time that I thrive. Mm. I love it. You can buy all of the socks and the bowls and the this, that, and the third that you want to get for the kids. That's packaged with the holiday themes on it. Get your wrapping paper because it ain't nothing but going in the trash anyway. So get it when it's 90% off. Okay? Mm. That's when you get it. So then it doesn't matter that the kids tear up the wrapping paper. It doesn't matter
if it's two-sided.
Huh?
If it's double-sided.
Thank you. It's lovely. It's now that's quality. And you getting it for little or nothing. So it's like, hey, you're going to have a good time. You get a roll for each kid.
Hey.
There you have it. So I'm just telling you, get out there, get these deals. People are still got shit on
sale.
Still
got sales going on.
Yeah, still got sales. But another thing now, you got to be careful.
We got to be careful.
Because some of these people are doing the switcheroo.
Oh.
They are going in these stores and they are putting the stuff up. So they only putting the stuff that they really want to get rid of.
Clear the inventory out.
Yes. But some of that stuff, I know the people didn't buy all of that crap. So some stuff that I went looking for the day after Christmas was not there because they had already done put it up. And then the pandemic, I feel like, got the retailers real fucked up. So some of the stuff they was willing to get rid of for the low, they can't afford to get rid of because they didn't make enough money. So, hey.
Damn.
But get out there and take advantage of some of the stuff.
It's Queen Germ shopping segment right there for all the shoppers out there. Queen.
All the shoppers, y'all got to get it together now because Christmas
know.
Is expensive if you don't come prepared.
Yes.
And it's expensive anyway.
No,
but you
not.
Can save a couple of dollars if you do it my way. Go and get them sales now. Package that stuff up.
See.
Shrink wrap it, whatever. Get them sweaters ready and everything, the little toys for the kids. It's going to be on point.
Exactly why we're doing Kwanzaa next year, because see how Christmas got people in a frenzy.
It's not
today is day 3 of Kwanzaa. I think it's Ujima today.
Who?
Which is building up your community.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything like that.
Every day should be Kwanzaa.
Every day. Like if you people look at these principles. Like I said, this year was the soft opening. Next year is the grand opening with Kwanzaa and the King Queen Germ household. So, you know, we will be Kwanzaa'd out next year.
You can be Kwanzaa, but as long as we do Christmas, we all right.
I mean, you know, hey. You know,
it's the same damn thing. Yeah. Only thing, but see, now they, like I said, they did it right because the world is going to be spending all their money to get to December 25th.
Mm-hmm.
But for Kwanzaa people, they got that shit on lock because dealers have their biggest sale on January 1st, and that's when you exchange your gifts with the Kwanzaa people. So, hey, you can win all the way around if you do it the Kwanzaa.
So you can win. You got Kwanzaa Christmas on January 1st, and then you got
regular
anniversary the next day, so
that too.
See that might be your incentive to say, you know, let's not do Christmas. You know
why? Because we don't do nothing for our anniversary.
Okay,
I'm saying we go out to eat and we celebrate. It's just us. How you gonna penalize my churn? Because
I mean, they about to be out of here.
Okay, but
we
they
ain't
still
worry about
get,
them no more. We ain't gotta worry about them no more. They on cruise control.
Okay,
they on borrow time. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. So
how was your week, sir?
My week, man. It was normal, man. Another week I was off of work. Like I said, I time traveled a day last week. I lost a day. I don't know what happened. It was crazy. But, I mean, I'm still here. And, you know, and speaking of still here, this is probably, we've done a show every week this year, maybe except for like 3-4 weeks, maybe. I think we missed out on 4 weeks. I think we did at least 48 shows this year. Between 45 and 48, I know. You know what I'm saying? So that's an accomplishment. And, you know, we want to start out this last show of the year, celebratory. You want to take toast a shot? Up. You want to toast it up? Take a shot? Got some, you know, ain't no Casamigos.
You're supposed to look somebody in the eye.
You're supposed to look them in your eye when you shoot, and you can't take water. So, you know, yeah, toast up, salute, another year, all that good stuff. Oh, one, yeah. 2, 3. Takes away the bite when you do that. Ah, man. Ooh. It never gets easy to drink liquor. I promise y'all people out there. I don't see how y'all motherfucking alcoholics do it. Like, that shit just, like, burn you up in the inside.
And get you warm.
I don't get that. I don't. Then you ain't got no control over your body when you're drunk.
Oh, I got control.
Nah, because you got to wait till that alcohol wear off. Ain't you can't, you drink too much, you fucked up. You incapacitated.
It's all about the
knowing your limits, hydration. But some people don't know their limits. Sometimes you'll be drinking some shit that you can't even taste the liquor in. That damn punch at the party. Hey, you fucked up. You done drank 5 cups.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know, your ass is slizzard.
And then you're licking the chocolate off the TV.
Yep. At least you thought it was chocolate.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. So, let's go ahead and get to this outline.
Get
man.
Into it.
Just got news, man. John Madden passed away. Damn. John fucking
Madden.
Where'd
you get that from?
It came across the news thing, man. Not even on Twitter, man. I'll let you know.
Desmond Tutu, you didn't talk about him. He died, like, yesterday.
Hey, I don't know his deal, man. What's his deal?
Desmond Tutu?
Yeah, what's
he
his deal?
He was the one who was helping the people in apartheid in South Africa.
That's Mandela.
No, he worked with them.
Desmond Tutu was like a priest or some shit, right?
He's a pastor.
A Catholic, a priest, not a pastor.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't mess around with little boys and nothing like that?
No, he had a clean record. Now, don't do that. Okay, don't
I'm
do
just
that
asking now.
He is a South African priest.
Okay.
Died at 90 years old.
Man, good Lord, that's a good life. So Desmond Tutu passed like Sunday,
Nobel
right?
Peace Prize winner.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Died on Sunday.
Damn.
So we lost Desmond Tutu. Because they wouldn't have talked about him if he had done been playing with somebody turning.
We lost Desmond Tutu and John Madden in the same damn week. Now, John Madden, listen.
See, look at him right here with Mandela.
Okay. The name is synonymous with football. Former coach of
the. And you still talking about the football man?
I mean, he had more impact on my life than Desmond Tutu.
Okay.
You know, but shout out to Desmond Tutu. I ain't trying to be no disrespect.
You are very much
none of that. None of that. All respect. So I'm gonna light one up for both of them.
Oh, well, let me hit the blunt.
For Desmond Tutu, for John Madden. Yeah, he ain't do nothing in it. He ain't get it. Hello, pull. There it go. That's the one for Desmond Tutu and John Madden. Yeah. Queen Germ to hit the bowl, y'all.
Oh, God.
And you talking about me coughing on the show. Ah, that's what your ass get. And I ain't stopping talking, so he can't edit this shit out. Yeah. Bust your motherfucking chest, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Your ass about to be geeked up. Yes, sir.
Oh. This ain't how we doing the show.
Oh, we doing the show like this. Yep, this is how we doing the show. So, we got a little smoke out the way for Desmond Tutu and John Madden. Rest in peace. We blew one for y'all. Y'all with the ancestors now. Ashe. Is all they say. Good stuff.
I can't believe that.
What happened?
I feel like somebody kicked me in my chest.
Mm-hmm. That's how you supposed to feel. That's that cryptochronicloner, not a cloner. Queen Germ, now, you were witness to one of the most cruel acts we have ever witnessed in history. It was Christmas Day. One of Queen Germ's friends, little siblings, were having went live and were showing their kids, opening up the gifts and everything. And this one particular boy, you know, I guess he had acted up a little bit this year. So
a lot of it.
It was Christmas time. And, you know, she had him opening up gifts, and they were, like, household items, old broken toys, yeah. You know, just all kinds of shit, just, you know.
And, I mean, like, kept telling him, oh, well, that one right there got your name on it. Open that one. See what is in that.
Yeah.
And like,
toilet tissue, Lysol wipes, fucking dish detergent, fucking Jiffy cornbread mix. Like, this shit was fucking horrible, right? So I'm thinking, you know, the story's going to end good with him opening up his real gift, you know. No, it ends with, like, a little letter from Santa with, like, yo, man, better luck next year or some shit like that.
Yeah, you appeared on the naughty list several times.
Yeah, better luck next year from better Santa. And he ain't get shit. And that made me just, like, it brought up bad memories. And two, it was just, like, parents, if you're going to torture your kids, don't fucking record the shit, okay? Because, first of all, the shit ain't fucking cool. I don't care how bad I was, I always got a gift. I might not get a lot, but I got something. You know, I might just got one thing because I was bad that year. You know, well, you know, but I got something. You're not, don't have that motherfucker doing that. Because like I said, what you're doing, you're breeding a serial killer.
Not serial killer.
A supervillain, a school shooter. Like, he's going to fuck them up.
And he's not.
He's going to.
He don't care.
Okay. You say that now. I seen the hurt in that boy's eyes.
Did you?
Yes. He is going to hurt someone. And mom was wrong for that. And all you other parents is doing this shit online, recording this shit. I watched a lot of videos of y'all tricking the kid. Like, the ones that really triggered me were the Jordan boxes.
Because that, like, was personal.
Personal. You know what I'm saying?
And this man is grown, y'all. Real grown.
And
about 30 years removed from this incident. And he still is triggered by that moment.
It bothers me. Because it was just like, yo, you don't do nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do it, but you at least had a real shit there. They'd be like, oh, we got your ass. You know what I'm saying? But if you do it and that's not it, it's not funny. It's torture then. But, hey, y'all parents keep going live for the likes and shit. And I just want to know, how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel a little torn because, for one, I know the people. So I know for sure that the boy didn't get nothing because I asked his mama. But the thing is, I just don't understand why you think it's necessary, because I know who you were as a kid because I'm older than you. So I know your ass was bad. I don't think it was one Christmas that I can recall your mama ain't get y'all nothing. Because all y'all was bad, to be honest. But nonetheless, I just feel like you going too far, and especially with the whole recording thing. Because to me, you made it our business when you put the shit online.
Yep.
So you can't get mad because people inboxing you, asking you what's going on with you and your child, or blah, 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 because you put it out there for the world to see. You want people to look at it. You want people to like it. You want people to comment. So if the comment ain't what you
want. War started, pick that shit up.
Somebody.
You wanted to go viral with that shit. That was your whole purpose of it. Because if you're teaching him a lesson, teach him a fucking lesson. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, since you asked me what I thought. But nonetheless, I just feel like people go too hard for the dumb shit. And if you want to do something, you could have done it in the privacy of your own home. You didn't have to share that with the world. And then more so than anything, it's a teachable moment. Yeah. I just don't agree with the way you did it, because the way she did it, because of the fact that you didn't give him anything. Like, that's the problem. Like, if you gave him something basic, like
some
a
books
toy,
or some shit, like some scholastic, like all you get for Christmas this year is school shit, I would have been like, okay. I mean, even though I wouldn't have been mad with that. Like,
yeah,
that nigga some notebooks and
real
pencils and shit.
But, I mean, I just feel like he could have gotten something.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I know that your ass was bad. And if you just talking about him cutting up into people class, I think you probably was worse than he was, just from what I recall. Yeah.
So parents, please stop torturing your motherfucking babies, man. That shit ain't fucking cool, man. Don't do that shit, man.
It doesn't help anybody.
Don't get them shit, but don't record the shit. Don't make them.
If you record it, keep it for the family archives. Yeah. But don't give it to the world, because the world don't give a damn about you no way.
Yeah, they just going to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, Queen Germ, this is the last show of the year. Last show of 2021. A year that has seen a lot of bullshit. And I want to know, Queen Germ, as far as this year, just podcast world, you know, some of your memorable moments, or just, you know, things dealing with the podcast right now. Just the Frocast and the ups and downs of it. And,
well, one thing would be that in the midst of this, I fell in love with doing the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
As I say all the time, the podcast saved our marriage. And I thank you for allowing me to be a part of this thing, because it came in clutch. sometimes. I also learned how to be a real professional. Because it was sometimes when we was really in the middle of the storm and it was a Tuesday night and you was like, hey, we doing a show? And I'm like, shit, I'm a professional. I can do this shit. And then, hey, we get off the mics, disconnect, and hey, we go back to our corners because I ain't fucking with you right now. So it's just been a way of, you know, knowing how to turn it on, how to turn it off. Some stuff ran into the show, because of the fact that, hey, shit was just that real.
Let it be known then.
Let it, you know what I'm saying, it came on out. But as far as fun stuff, I always like when we have a guest, any guest, just because it adds a different dimension to our show. We didn't, but I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
Like, because then you can enjoy the few you have because mm-hmm. you only have a few.
Yeah.
And then a couple of times we were on people's shows. That was fun. Mm-hmm. So... for me, I really just enjoy all aspects, minus, of course, the bad black cinema mess.
Why don't you like that? People like
it's
that.
It's like so stupid. It's like so beneath me.
That's the point. It's supposed to be bad black cinema. It's not supposed to be. We're not trying to get no motherfucking deal off it. It's supposed to be like, ever read them urban novels and shit?
I don't.
But I'm just saying.
I mean, you asked a question that you knew the answer to, but.
I mean, okay. I know, but you know what I mean.
You know of them, right? I know of them.
Okay, there we go. I know you don't read them. You don't read shit.
I read a lot, but it's only for information purposes. It's not for fun. Reading is torture.
Mm.
That is just for information purposes. It is
word
not
of the
for
day,
fun.
Torture.
Yes. Torture.
Yeah. So.
Chain me up.
Some of my memorable moments. Definitely having 12 Cal on the show. I mean, he kept the how we do it the same way. We didn't really have to tailor our show to, you know, change anyway, because that's, you know, like I said, that's the way we like doing it around here. Not saying we're not versatile, it's just like the show is the show. You know what I'm saying? If you're a guest on the show, you have to be able to roll with the show. You know what I'm saying? So 12 Cal was, that was dope. Just the consistency of us getting it done all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit, that always amazes me, because I see other podcasters taking breaks and shit. You know, everybody, life comes in the way. And I know I got an advantage because I live with my co-host.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I got to find a time for us to sync up. I mean, well,
but
we
it
do.
Is. We have to
but
find
it's not
a time.
Like, yo, I'm, you know, we really like Tuesdays. We try to make it happen on Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, and I know some people, like their podcast in person, they might have to come together or link up times, and niggas work schedule change, so it's hard finding a time where both of y'all can lock in, and when you can, that is essential. And so, you know, I think that's dope. Just the feedback that we've gotten from the Frocast this year has let me know that A, people are listening, B, people like it, C, like, you know, we're doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? So that really helped me out, because, you know, sometimes you during the show, you want to make sure that people, you know, you get feedback from people, because it's not going to be the people that you know that's listening. It's going to be people that you don't know that's listening. Because the people that you know listening, they talk to you every day. And so why the fuck I want to listen to you on a show? You know, so that's how they look at it. So, but that's always encouraging. When people hit me up with some shit, they listen to the show, they say a comment or whatever like that. I love that shit. Being on other shows, you know what I'm saying? You know, I came out of my shell a little bit this year. You know, I was doing like lives and I always had my mask on. So, you know. It's never, you know, my face is not out there. And so I really, you know, that was pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? I didn't fell back from that because, you know, that podcast world got too much drama over there. Let's see what else. I met some cool, you know, connections, you know, since this year in the podcast world. You know, the Uncle Dolomites, the who else? Real
it's
cool.
It's only one.
Huh?
It's only one Uncle Dolomite.
Well, I mean,
I know when
okay,
say
I see
it,
what
yeah.
you're saying. Yeah, you know, Dolomites
people
of the
like
world, him. The We Need to Talks, the Lamps, you know, what I'm saying, all these people, you know, what I'm saying that you know made connections with, you know, looking to do some work with, collab with, you know, stuff like that. Because you know, I'm very selective where we put the Frocast. Because you know, I don't want to just be on anybody's shit all the fucking time. And because you know, that waters down it. Like it don't mean nothing.
And then you was a guest on. What the show was about the jobs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, man, shit. Forgot about that. Being on the Roy Wood shit, the Comedy Central show, that was fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? Just to hear, like, wow, me on a big time shit. You know what I'm saying?
And he
like,
made sure he kicked me out, y'all.
I didn't know you wasn't even here that day. I think that was the day
No. It was the day we were fighting, and I allowed you to be great. Because the me.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, you
me
did.
Me and me wanted to fuck that shit up.
Why?
Man, please. You had made me so fucking mad. I was like, I ought to come in there and slap that damn mic down with the people in here talking. I can't even remember why I was mad at you. But it was something happened today.
And I remember you kind of like, oh, I'm not trying to mess up what you got. You know,
exactly. I'm going to let you do your thing. Mm. But mind you, the people did ask for the queen, but the nigga didn't want me in there.
The lady was like, oh, you do a podcast with your wife? Oh, where is she at? I was like, you wasn't here.
He made sure I wasn't here because I had to go pick up kids and all kind of shit, I'm sure. So that's what it was. But it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? If you win, I win.
I think that's when we had just got back from Savannah.
Might have been.
Yeah. And I think that's right before the COVID ran through the house. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, Jeb sure was.
Me and Boosie had COVID in June.
That's when it was. It was right after Father's Day. And we had just came back from Savannah. That's okay. What I'm telling you, that Monday.
Oh, if you say so.
So, yeah, man. So, yeah, that was real dope. You know what I'm saying? Being part of that.
Yeah, I was proud of you, though. I really was.
Yeah, man. I shouted everybody out, man. It was cute. I mean, this year was just, it was a lot of memories, you know, just, you know, I can't remember shows because we do so many of them. They're like a blur. I can remember moments like if you come to me and say something, yeah, but I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, I remember episode 437 when I said, nah, I'm not going to remember that like that. I'm not going to do that.
Have we done it? When did we take out the song of the week? That was this year.
Yeah,
because they started.
Yeah, we started getting flags and shit like that. Yeah, so we had the end song of the week. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. We had to make changes to the show. That was the birth of Bad Black Cinema and
the reading rap lyrics
and stuff like that. You know, all that stuff was just changes to the show that I think
we had
to adjust. You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's just the way it is.
Yeah, you got to survive. So, hey, whatever changes need to be made.
Yeah, but we ain't changed our day. We still dropping on Fridays, though, for y'all niggas. Like, that ain't changed. Y'all know Fridays is for the Frocast.
That's right.
You know, then you can listen to any other podcast out there. But, you know, listen to the Frocast. Not on Fridays. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Oh, another member, we finally got our podcast network off the ground. The Black Pod Squad, you know, is the collective of some dope podcasts. We got 12 Cal Podcast. We got the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. We got the Power Lunch Hour. We got the Cool Out Corner. Did I miss anybody? I don't think I did. We had somebody else, but things happened. Shit dropped off. I'm not going to put their business out there. It's none of my business. And Dr. Brace, damn, I almost forgot the guys. Damn, they family, so sometimes I forget about them. You know what I'm saying? So we got Dr. Brace, Cool Out Corner, Power Lunch Hour, 12 Cal, and the Eclectic Discussion Pods. That's make up the Black Pod Squad. You know, currently, you know what I'm saying, we're in the process of, you know, it's at that stage where, you know, where do we go from here? But we can figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I know right now I just want to have like a spot for a whole bunch of podcasts to be like a central location. You know, black, good variety of podcasts, so you know we might be looking for some more. I know Beezy hates that shit because he's a minimalist, you know. No, less is better, you know. Then you know what I'm saying, but you know I want different varieties of podcasts, so we'll be on the lookout. So check that out. It's growing, you know what I'm saying. We're doing that, and that was very because that was like one of my babies, you know what I'm saying, that I wanted to see come together, because I was just like, what are we doing this for? You know, let's make it a multimedia platform. And so that was that part of it. So, yeah. So that, look out for that. We're going to try to do a grand launch sometime next month. You know what I'm saying? Just to invent it to the world. I mean, you know, what you call it? Introduce it to the world. Because, I mean, it's out there, but we ain't really blew it up. Say, hey, go check it out. What it is, you know, stuff like that. So that was memorable. Guest-wise, like I said, we only had like 3 guests this year. I think it was DLP. One thing about DLP episode, he was so angry. It seemed like he was angry. It came through like when I was listening to it. It's like, damn, this nigga sound angry, goddamn, on the show. You know what I'm saying? That was my one thought about the DLP. We had Big Smash on the show. You know, his episode, you know, that was interesting, to say the least. You know what I'm saying? He came with his things, you know, doing his situation. I don't like to rehash people's business, but y'all know which one was.
Go back, listen to the show.
Then we had the GOAT. We had 12 Cal, Mr. Millionaire, the $6 million man on the show. You know what I'm saying? He came through and laid down the great show. We also learned something on that, on the audio on that show, that when you're doing Zoom with a split USB, you can't really do that because of the sound. You know, we ain't got the hookups right for that yet, or maybe I need to do something on my end.
Probably.
It was a technical thing, but, you know, it sounded all right, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it could have sounded better. You know what I mean? So that was, we learned something. We also learned to make sure you have all your plugins good on the microphone because, you know, hey, I was recording episodes with my plug halfway in and it was sounding like I was far away and, you know, all kinds of things. You just learn things going along.
Magical.
podcast journey, man. And so, but I enjoy it. I love coming here every week. I always say it's therapeutic. I love to talk. You know, especially, you know, I get to talk to my wife. You know, me and her, we work out a lot of things on the show. We get to learn things about each other. So I enjoy it. And, you know, I'm just glad we could continue to do it. And it's been a good year. And, I mean, next year we'll be celebrating 500 episodes of the Frocast. Like 500.
Wow.
And you know what I'm saying? And so that's going to be dope. That's going to be dope. Because you've been doing this with me for like about 3-4 years now. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. Like, it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what's up. So, you know, I just want to thank you for being, you know, taking time out your busy schedule to come sit here and come into my world and allow me to be me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And don't hold too much against me because, you know, she's good for that. You know, you sat on the show and I'm just like, at the beginning, I used to have to tell her that show talk. Don't.
But that's an excuse, too.
It's not an excuse.
Some shit be you. Some and shit I know you because I show I talk. Know I could work for the government when it come down to that lie detector thing. I know what your face look like when you're telling the truth and when you're lying. Mm-mm. So when you say stuff to me, I know when it's coming from your heart.
No, you don't.
And, yeah, I do. Apparently I know. Not. I know.
If you get show talk mixed up with my real feelings.
Child, please. You say all kind of wicked shit.
Yeah, and that exactly. Be you. No, it just be me just saying wild shit. I say things that I don't even agree with sometimes just for the sake of, you know, to keep shit going on. Like, you know, I just.
That's foolish.
That's not foolish. That's just, you know, hey.
That's the show.
That's the show.
It's all good, though. But, I mean, for me, it's just been an enjoyable experience. I'm glad that you allowed me to come on here. And I'm glad that it worked out. Because if it was just horrible. Because in the beginning, I know it was just a. It was not.
Yeah, I was worried in the beginning.
In the beginning, it was just like, I really am just doing this because this nigga want me to do this.
And I was getting angry because I was just like, you need to try. I said, this is a well-oiled machine. You're getting in a damn Ferrari. And you around here playing games. And I was just like you need to take it seriously. You just. Just treating it like it's a rental or something. I'm like, what are you doing, ma'am?
And I was just like, hey, shit, you send me the outline. I'm like, I look at that shit right before we start. I wouldn't even know what the stuff was about. I mean, some shit I still don't know what it's about because I'd just be like, oh, what is that? But, you know, I do what I can. I mean, I'm much more interested in the show.
It shows.
You know, in the beginning, so.
Yeah.
This has been a good ride.
You go back and listen to episode 310, 315. You hear an uninterested Queen Germ just like, huh, I don't know the people. Why do I care? Because we're doing a damn podcast, my nigga. Like, that's why you should fucking care. Like,
hey, you trying to have a dialogue? I'm trying to go
your
to
ass talk all the damn time, but you get over here, you damn get tight, don't want to talk. I'm like, hold up now. You sit here and ramble all day long. But you get out here and get all one word, short, vague answers. And I was just like, man, you know, but they say she the star of the show. But hey, like hey, I said.
Like the rapper say, I ain't got to tell the people I'm the GOAT. I leave that up to the people. Who said that? Kodak Black or somebody like that? One of them young rappers.
You don't even know who said it. So I don't know. Shit.
Okay, he said that on the song.
You quote with niggas that don't even can't even attend.
It has been a wise man once said, I don't have to call myself the GOAT. I leave that up to the people. So what I'm saying is, if the people have spoken, hey, we're going to go with what the people say. Yes. Yeah.
People have been wrong before.
I'm feeling myself.
Yeah, exactly. So, let me think. What else? Oh, yeah, man. Props to B-Eazy, man, for editing this shit every week.
Always.
Giving it the magical touch every week, man, because, you know, a lot of the people think it's us, but nah, the magic is in the editing, man. So, you know, we just send him the files. That nigga do what he want to with it, you know. And so the shit y'all hear, and that's all B-Eazy, man. So I want to give him props for that. And everybody else that, man, support the site in any other way. Like, if you reposting, you got them spreading the word, you listening, we appreciate all that, man. Thank y'all, man. And we'll continue to try to, you know, hopefully next year, end of 2022, we'll be coming again around with another year-end show. So I gotta ask you, Queen Germ, you got any New Year's Eve plans?
Yeah, I'm gonna be online. My church is gonna be fully virtual. We're gonna be online from 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to probably about 12:15 in the new year. So that's the plan, to be on the church Zoom. And then once that's over, we pray the new year in. We'll all be together right here at this house. We're going to eat these greens, Hoppin' Johns, and probably some fried pork chop or fried chicken, something. And bring this thing on in.
Okay. That's your New Year's Eve plan?
That's my New Year's Eve plans. Oh, okay. I mean, do you have similar plans or do you have some real stuff to go
on? I'm just going
to
be watching football all night, you know what I'm saying? Because I know the games come on, so I know I'm going to be watching that New Year's Eve, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, we can watch it.
To have along that's going on.
We can watch it too. Yeah, okay. So all we need to do is a little prayer meeting and singing, shout this on New Year on in, and then, hey, it's going to be on. All
right,
I hear you. Then the very next day, once we bring the New Year in, what we going to do?
What?
You got to have some plans for me.
For New Year's Day?
I said, once we bring the New Year in, it's January the 1st.
Oh, I mean.
We brought it in the very next day.
You said we want to probably go out to eat. That's what you said. Like,
I'm saying, if you got bigger plans, you need to say, I got bigger plans than that, baby. I'm trying to take you to the moon. I'm trying to do some shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, we go out to eat like we normally do.
See? That's the shit I be talking about.
What you mean?
You got to try to wow me. If I done been here for a whole dub, nigga, you got to try to keep me for another one. You just don't get a 20 years out of somebody. I mean, that's a whole bid, motherfucker. Like, you don't see something wrong with that?
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we just...
So you saying after 20 years of all the things that I've been willing to do with you, put up with you, deal with you, all the shit, after 20 years, mm-hmm. 18 on people,
mm-hmm.
all I'm getting is a what I'm getting.
What you mean?
What kind of food I'm getting? Where are we going?
Where you want to go?
I want to go to the OMG.
Okay, we go to OMG.
To the OMG seafood place.
If they open. Then the motherfucker might went out
that's
of business.
That's a Sunday. They might not be open on a Sunday.
They might went out of business is what I'm saying. They might not be open at all is what I'm saying.
Who knows?
Yeah, but I mean, hey, we can go out, man. Don't matter. Like, we go out to eat, man. Don't matter. You ain't got to go to Applebee's or.
Oh, I wouldn't go
Longhorn
to Applebee's. I ain't been to Applebee's in years.
Or Longhorn.
Probably about 10 or so.
Wherever you want to go. You ain't got to be Longhorn or nothing like
that. I mean,
that.
I love Longhorn, so yeah. don't do that. Longhorn's is one of my favorite restaurants. I got memories with Longhorn.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, because, see, the thing was, I told y'all before, me and my sister, my younger sister, we used to get excited when we got our financial aid checks.
Mm-hmm.
Longhorns was our restaurant when we got our financial aid checks.
So it was that much of a treat.
It was that much of a treat. Wow. So when we would go there, you know what I'm saying? It was just, that's why I love Longhorn so much, because I've gone there a lot and I can depend on them to have quality food. And
she gets the chicken tenders, y'all.
And I do get the Parmesan crusted chicken too. I get that sometimes.
Longhorn is a steakhouse.
I don't even eat steak, nigga. So what you talking about? I came there for the bread and the chicken.
The bread and the fucking chicken.
That's and the Wild West shrimp.
And the Wild West
shrimp.
Now
that they got that, I love it.
Yeah, I put you on that.
And me and your daughter, thank you.
Yeah, I put you on that. But yeah, man. So New Year's Eve resolutions. You got
no,
any
you
resolutions?
Didn't tell us what you want to do. You said just
I'm watching football.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's it. I don't do shit on New Year's Eve because it's like I like staying home. I don't like going nowhere because
people stupid out there.
Yeah, and it's just gunshots, fireworks. I don't like all that shit. I like staying home.
So you scary?
I'm not scary. It's just that I just don't. I'm cautious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not a coward. I'm just.
I mean, I'm just trying to understand. You said fireworks. Like, who running from?
I mean, fireworks, gunworks, pow, 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 all that.
All
that
sound the same.
I just don't need it.
So you don't want to worry about it.
I don't want to worry about it. Yeah, might have to get some dry sheets, unscented dry.
Well, you see that the child like the rug you got.
Oh, so she's gonna be under stress. So yeah, you got any New Year's resolutions this year?
I'm losing 40 pounds.
All right.
That's my main goal. I got to lose some weight. This ain't even for play no more.
Man, listen.
No, and it ain't because I'm trying to be cute.
Yes,
I need
it
you.
Is.
No.
That's all it is.
My pressure is in jeopardy, and it's creeping back up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to have these health issues, and I don't want to be put on this medication.
Okay.
So I got to do something. My goal is 40. So if I lose 20, I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's really my thing. I mean, and plus, I'm trying to do something also with our son, so he can come down off of some of this weight, because the boy out here playing in these streets, this nigga eat like he's 6 months pregnant sometimes. I don't understand. It's crazy. So, committing to that, so the family, unless you eating some shit outside this house before you come in here, we gonna be eating the same shit. So, Oh, if that means you want a diet, warning has been put out there.
I ain't signed up for that shit. I mean, like, I ain't signed up for that. I say, well, look, I got some shit in here. Don't touch my shit.
So you better bring it in the garage.
And I'm putting that fridge right there. I'm like, nigga, don't touch my bacon. Don't touch this. Don't touch that.
That shit gonna get fried up.
Nah.
With syrup and shit up on that motherfucker. Because you already know how he rolls.
Yeah, so.
If he could stop eating the damn sauce, the nigga would be all right. Like, just don't buy it. That's the problem.
Just don't buy it.
It's not even to buy it. It's just to, like, you can't get it from the store because the nigga got a crock pot full of sauce.
Throw it out. That's how you saw about it.
I know. I'm going to put it in the trash can.
Yeah. That's what you did. You have to, sometimes it's going to hurt.
It already hurts.
Yeah. So
it always hurts.
Yeah. So that you just have to do it. It's not that bad.
If you're doing it right, sometimes it hurts.
Yeah. That's what they say. So, you know, as far as my resolutions, man, I want to win the damn city title. For the Pee-wees this year.
Aww.
So in the springtime, I'm get up with my kids and I'm gonna start working with them, and we're gonna be a well-oiled machine when we hit that damn for that first game, and we're gonna kick some ass.
I'm just trying to say all, because what I really want to say is fuck them kids.
Yeah, but you know, I understand. You see my passion for it, so you like, you're supporting my passion. It's not the
I'm
kid.
Supporting your passion, yes. But I don't like the shit because you should be passionate about me. You don't look at me like that.
Yes, I do.
You so excited to be with them old dusty, germy children. And I mean,
because it's like, why? Okay, why? This is the thing.
They
have, okay.
Like, what they okay. make you feel with, like you're doing with them?
With the kids is this. It's A, I'm getting kids that I'm forming, making them football players. We're running the plays that I create. It's just like, you building up a house. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's a create what you created at the beginning of the year. You got kids that never played or whatever, and you formed them into a team just to see the bonds they have out there. And it's a lot, you know, you see a lot of kids grow up, and you know, they have like.
So you want to be God. You want to create shit.
I mean, basically, I am a football God. You know what I'm saying? Basically, in some of them kids' eyes, you know what I'm saying? They look at you like, you that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that shit. Yeah, maybe it feeds the ego a little bit, but it's also
a lot
me,
of it.
Maybe it's also me giving back to the community, but it's like, you know, I don't mind it. Like, it's a grind some days, you know, you're going out there every day, it's hot, you know, you're doing it for nothing, you know what I'm saying? Well, no money in it, you know what I'm saying? And just like, they don't, you know, you got something going on, whatever, but you make it happen. Like, I make it my most, I don't really miss practices, bro. Like, I really don't, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm there most of the time, like, 99% of the time I'm there. Most seasons I don't miss practices. I don't. You know, yeah. You know, so it's just I be there. You know, so so I'm resolving to gonna win it. Gonna win it all. Like, this is gonna be our year.
But I wish y'all the best.
Yeah.
At least me and my children don't have to compete this year with you and your dusty, musty churn.
Y'all never competed.
We don't have to compete because my son, more than likely, you know, he's going off to college. So he's not going to be playing no sports unless something surprises us. The daughter is done with the flag team, so we don't have to compete. We ain't got to beg you to bring your ass out there to no performances. So you can play with them churn during the football season if that's what you want to do.
Well, I thank you for giving me my papers.
I'm not. But, hey, it is what it is. Some shit is what it is.
Let me hear your real resolutions. Like, let's be realistic. Let's be realistic.
Realistic?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try my best to cook more meals at home because, A, my plan is to have a fun trip this summer and a couples trip this summer. Mm. And I need to have plenty of money for both.
Couples, that means more than one.
No, a couple. We going to be okay. That couple. If you want to invite some more couples, that's fine. But I'm saying... For us to go on a trip, and then for me to be able to go on a trip with my girls, that's what I want to do. So I need to
get me a guys trip popping, man.
Yeah, I bet.
I need to get me a guys trip popping.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere. You don't get a guys trip.
Why don't I?
Because you can't.
I'm old one. No. I'm old one. You done went on plenty of girls trips.
Not my problem.
So it's time for me to get a guys trip.
Because, see, y'all don't know how to act when y'all
what
go.
What you mean, y'all? I know how to act. Mm-mm. I ain't got nothing to do with y'all. I know how to act. Mm-mm.
No, you don't.
Yes,
when
I
you
do.
Get out there and you want to be around there licking titties and drinking liquor and
I don't
all
do that.
Kind of carrying on. Anybody got time for that? Because I would kill you.
I wouldn't do nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, that's the thing.
I can look at your face. I can look at your face right now. You probably already know where you want to go and what girls you're going to go with.
No.
Yeah. I'm looking in your face.
So that's the thing. And you're looking wrong because I'm not that guy. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You sound lame as fuck. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. I'm not. Like, that sounds like a lie right there.
You seen me in a strip club. Do I move like that?
Because I'm there, nigga. I'm not stupid. What type of nigga do you think I am? You think I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Why would you
think a nigga gonna really be his true self in front of his girlfriend?
Why not? We in a strip club.
At a damn strip club? You ain't gonna go like you gonna go with your niggas because I done walked up on some shit you done damn said and you ain't knew I was in the kitchen.
What you mean?
Oh, I said, what the fuck? Oh, I mean, oh, you in there. Oh.
What I said? Yeah. You remember what I said?
Get in there. Oh, you said something about, oh. If I was fucking with the bitch, she wouldn't have had something. All right.
What's wrong?
My husband.
What's wrong with that?
Nigga, you don't understand the way I see you. I want to believe that you don't see bras. But for you to be talking about bitches like, oh, if I was with... Nigga, you don't even put yourself in that. You could say anybody name but yours, but you damn sure don't say no damn what you would do. You ain't even supposed to think about that shit. That ain't how your mind's supposed to even work.
But it might have been situational what I was talking about.
You say, now if you gonna do this, this what you do. You get that advice, this what you do. Mm-hmm. But if it was you, no, nigga, them the wrong words.
Well, damn, I didn't even know.
Yeah, now you know.
Okay, and no one's half the battle.
That's what they say on G.I. Joe.
That's what they say on G.I. Joe.
Hey, give the credit where it's due.
My real resolution. Oh, I mean, I always say I'm going to lose a little weight, but I think I'm going to be serious. I only want to lose like 30 pounds, Mac. That's it, 30. I don't want to lose no more than 30 pounds. You know what I'm saying? I just think that'll do me some good. You know, I don't want to go overboard. You know, I still want to have a fat belly. You know what I'm saying?
You don't need that.
I need that. As a kid, I always wanted a pot belly. Mm-mm. And you know what I'm saying? I just wanted one. And so...
Once I achieved
the pot belly, I was just like, yes. I just wish I could get it nice, more rounder, like.
And poking out.
Yes.
That shit is nasty.
I want to poke out, like,
to look like you're pregnant?
Yes.
And that's when you will lose me. What? I mean that. You will not walk around me looking like that.
Why not?
That shit is
gross.
And
then I could wear, like, the t-shirts and have the suspenders on and just be showing off looking the pot like belly.
Santa Claus? No.
Yes. Oh, man.
It's not sexy.
That's old King Germ.
Mm-mm. You will never look like that.
I'm going to look like
that. No, you're not.
I'm going to.
No, you're not. You're going to be alone.
I'm going to get me a shaper.
You're going to, shit.
I'm going to get an opposite of a BBL. Mm-mm. I'm going to put some fat in my stomach. I'm going to say, yo, take fat from my ass and put it in my stomach.
Well, luckily for us, you ain't got no ass, so they don't have nothing to transfer.
So give me all that. I want it all. Take all my back fat, put it in my stomach. I want it all up here, nigga.
Looking a hot ass mess. That is not okay.
Oh shit, man. Well, that's all for our New Year's resolutions and New Year stuff. Happy New Year to all y'all out there that's celebrating. Be safe. You know, be happy that you got to turn another calendar. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people didn't. You know what I'm saying? We lost a lot of people this year, you know, entertainers, personal people, you know. Just a lot of people didn't make it. So, you know, just think about that. You know, you might be sad or whatever your situation is, but just know that you're still here. You got a chance
to celebrate.
Yeah, you got something to celebrate. You got another chance to fight another day. Like, your situation might not be the same today, but hey, you might do some shit and change all that. You know, but you got to be here to do it. You're here, so don't, you know, stand on that. It's top 10 time, Queen Germ.
So we're going to do this thing a little different, right?
We're going to do it a little different, man. You know what I'm saying? This time, we're going to do the top 12 internet moments of 2021. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This was a little post on the Insta Greasy. You know what I'm saying?
For Sheezy.
Yeah, for Sheezy, for Shizzle. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's basically showing you, like, every month what crazy thing happened. And we're going to start off with January. And we all know what happened in January. The day white people white-peopled. That's the day we seen motherfuckers climbing on walls like Spider-Man, motherfuckers running up in the goddamn Congress building or wherever they was at, stealing shit,
that
breaking
shit. That shit was crazy.
Wilding out, you know what I'm saying? Like, nothing we've ever seen in our life. You probably won't never see nothing like that again.
It won't happen again.
You know what I'm saying? Because that shit was wild, and I'm glad I was alive to see it. And you know what I'm saying? Because
they was with the bullshit.
Hey, but they did it the right way. They got everybody attention. Hey, goddamn.
Hey, I thought they were going to shut shit down again.
Hey, bro. I know what the fuck was going to happen that day. Oh, I was just like, yo, goodness. I was at work. I seen something on Twitter, so I put it on the damn screen at work. We at work. I said, man, look what's going on right now. They was like, where that? I said, that's at the Capitol. We couldn't believe it, but we was in
there. United States of America.
Like, this shit is happening. Like, nobody's getting killed. Shit was nuts,
man. Have been some niggas.
Oh, yeah. We always say that, but we know what would have happened. It would have been bloodshed.
Oh, yeah.
Them bullets would have been shooting live rounds. Wouldn't have been no goddamn little rubber bullets and them motherfuckers. Boy, everybody would have been getting hit.
That would have been known in some kind. It would have been the whatever massacre.
Yes, February, man, we had the Gorilla Glue Girl.
Foolish.
Yes.
Making black people look stupid.
No, making her look stupid. She do not speak for all of us.
Some people may not have seen anything or anybody but her. And so then she got y'all out here looking foolish. But that shit was dumb as all get out. But now she's an ambassador for all kind of hair stuff.
Hey, look what happened. You do dumb shit, you get paid. That's teaching.
What y'all rewarded people now.
Yeah, that's the lesson that everybody, that's why everybody want to go viral and shit.
Go dumb and do what you do.
March, we had the divorce heard around the world. We're really not a divorce, the cheating scandal, right? What was his name?
I don't know. He's a dumb black man.
Derrick Jackson. When him and his wife, when he got caught cheating, he came back on that wife was in support. And she was sitting there looking with her helmet of salvation on. And you know what I'm saying?
Don't do that. The lady need help.
Yeah. So Mr. Relationship Guru, he got caught up. And in April, then we have that's the Derek Chauvin. That's when he got convicted. You know what I'm saying? Murder. You know, we had the infamous picture with him in the mask.
Looking foolish.
Looking crazy and shit. We had that in April. We also had double homicide, but you know, that shit ain't nothing to be played around with. May, we had Portia and the Real Housewives of Atlanta and their scandal where she stole the other girl husband that was on the show and shit. And it was just a wild shit.
You see, that's when you get your ass whooped.
I mean, hey, man. It is what it is.
No, that's what it would be.
You know?
Get that head tapped on.
June, we had your boy in the courtroom that was defending himself for murder with the crazy hair.
Oh,
he said, y'all gonna, what he say? He said something, y'all gonna stop with this goddamn shit or something like that.
He
was not playing with no goddamn boy. He said something wild like that.
He needed to be, executed. For real. That nigga crazy.
He killed like
his child kid and his girl. Baby mama and all kind of
something crazy like that. He did some wild ass shit.
And kill a girl child too or something?
Yeah, he did some wild shit.
It was a child that she had that wasn't his, but yeah, he's nuts.
July, we had Shikari and her weed smoking ass. And then we had Simone Biles and
but you don't talk bad about her?
Yeah, because she made weed smokers look bad.
Okay.
I don't like them ones, man. Like, you could be a responsible weed smoker.
She can't never pass no test.
She can. She just got to, when they not testing, that's when she got to goddamn smoke. When but you know you got to test, like you
that's
can't
a,
be.
That's not a habit.
You need to understand. Your habit is a habit then. And you ain't handling business no more. So I don't like that. We had Simone Biles.
Yeah, Simone Biles was out there showing them people how to do the damn thing. She took a little break so that she could help some other ones get a chance. Mm. Y'all always want to be hating. Mm. See, that's the thing. It's hard for a woman to be a woman.
Ain't got nothing with doing a woman. This guy doing with a competitor athlete, man. See, nobody brought her being a woman. Nobody brought that in there, so don't even do that.
No, you try to make it seem like she weak.
I didn't say she weak. She quit.
She quit. She didn't quit.
She did.
She helped her teammates be able to show up. They're going to
come back
out
for another medal. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. She had to let y'all know who the fuck she is. Yeah. That's what happened.
I get it. I respect. Respect to the young sister.
Yeah. And she did the damn thing.
And
she helped a lot of them get a chance that they don't even have no intentions of coming back to the Olympics in 4 years. So therefore,
her not being good was giving a chance to other people instead of them just being better than her. Her not living up to the moment. Maybe she had piss running down her leg. Who knows?
She didn't.
Okay.
She don't pee us up.
The moment was too big.
It wasn't no moment was too big. She did it for her friends and her group. Because if she had not done that, they would have never had a chance.
I got it. I hear you, man.
So if you helping somebody out, now you a coward?
I didn't say
because
she was
a team player. You didn't live up to the moment. Mm. Don't do that. Don't do that now. Because the girl did her thing, and she deserved all of the praise for every last one of them who got a medal for the USA for the gymnasts.
Hey, shout out to her. Young Queen Simone Biles.
Yeah, don't play with me.
August, we had the white people fighting in the yard. You know what I'm saying?
Crackheads.
Yeah, the crackheads fighting in the yard.
Crackheads, something, child, because they look a mess.
Yeah, September, we had the Squid Games. I still haven't saw that. Haven't watched it.
Look,
I mean,
like a bunch of dumb shit to me.
It does. But I'm eventually, I think I'm going to watch. I'm going to break down and start watching it. I mean, you know. October, man, we had the dude marrying the girl, his goddaughter.
Oh, yeah, the goddaughter.
That's we had him marry her.
I knew it was some kind of family member. He needed to be shot.
November, we had Astro World and you know, all the things that happened behind that.
Sickening.
And then December,
man. Oh, you're just going to gloss over that? Like, that shit didn't happen and the people ain't got people trampled and
I mean,
people
it
dead
was
and
terrible.
All kind of stuff.
I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, it was a horrifying accident or whatever.
It wasn't an accident. It looks very plain.
They ruled that it was asphyxia. It was the cause of death. So, you know, I mean, I can't speak on something I don't know about. You know what I'm saying?
Suffocation.
Yeah. So, in December, we had the Bone versus 3-6 Mafia versus where Busy Bone said, you little ugly motherfuckers ain't gonna keep interrupting me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, that shit, we threw the microphone at him and shit. That was wilding out. They was on stage fighting. So, that were your top 12 viral moments. That was what we did for the top 10 this year. We did them of 2021. Gave y'all a rundown of the year. Things that went viral in the Black Twitterverse. Made a lot of memes, you know what I'm saying? All shit like that, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do. So we'll be back next week with another top 10 for you.
Yeah, for the new year.
The new year, man.
For the new year. I can't believe that. 2021, about to be a thing of the past. Flipping the calendar into a whole nother year.
Hey, man.
It happened fast.
That's all right. Let's get 21 out of here, man. Hopefully 22 will be a little more better.
I don't know. They said 2020 was the shit. 2021 was more of the same shit. So, I don't know.
Hey, man. We got to do something. We got to get out of this rut.
Get some more stimulus checks floating around.
Man, y'all people, y'all stimuli.
I need some more stimuli. They need to go ahead and help a nigga out.
Speaking of helping a nigga out, man. Only thing we got on TV Talk this week. Was the grand finale is Insecure, man. I got to know, Queen Jern, how did you feel about it?
The final episode was really good, of course, because I didn't want to like Lawrence, but some way, somehow, I connected with that whole crazy relationship they had going on, and I was rooting for them to be together. And so when it happened, although they didn't give us complete confirmation that they were married. It was just that they were now living together at the end of the show. And his son was over there. So I don't know if it was just visitation or if he was living there for real. But how things came together, they ended it by celebrating every one of the stars' birthdays. So they had different gatherings for each one of their birthdays. And it was just kind of sharing a little more about the person. So I thought it ended very well. But then we went on to look at a little behind the scenes about the show. And that's what really sold me on it. It was like, okay, I really like these people because they had a goal and they accomplished it. And it wasn't just to make a show. It was something way bigger than that. And it was all about, you know, empowering new artists, directors, clothing designers, to have a space where they could showcase their talents. And for us to take an opportunity that you barely had, for her to have a web series and then for her to be on HBO and make it her mission. Like, this is her first shot. And for her to have decided that when I just get my foot in the door, I'm going to make it. Even if this is the last time I get a chance, I'm going to pave the way for so many other people. And that takes courage. That's not something you could just say you do with the only chance I got. I wouldn't want to blow it on some new people. Like, okay, I understand I may be the exception to the rule, but everybody ain't got it like me. You know what I'm saying? A part of you got to kind of hold back a little something because you jumping out there doing some stuff that you really had never did before. So to make it your mission, your goal, to make it, you know, something for others like you, I think that was very courageous, and I'm just so glad it was as successful as it was, and I just hope that it's more to come from her, and this ain't like a one-hit wonder type deal.
Yeah, I'm total agreeance with you right there. The documentary really sold it up for me, you know, because whatever feelings I had about the show, you know, to watching the episode, you know, the time hopping and, you know, all that felt like it was rushed. You know, all that, you know, because, like, there's no way you're going to satisfy everybody with the ending of a show. You know, because people want shows to go on forever and some want them to end early. And, you know, you're not going to satisfy everybody. But when we watched that little documentary, it kind of gave you, like, the background info showing how, like you said, she was giving all, took chances on all these first timers and, you know, how she said she was just going to make it work and, you know, how things fell apart, you know, not fell apart, but how things fell together and, you know, the seeing people getting jobs from, you know, started with them getting their first time look. Mm-hmm. Now they running their own shit and, you know, how it was big just for black people in Hollywood. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so, that really was dope to me, and it kind of made it like, yeah, this is a cult, you know, phenomenon. Like, people gonna always remember Insecure for what they did. It might be on the little black path or not. You know, people might look at it 5 years down the line, they might be like, oh, it's a little deeper than that. Look at this, look at that. You know what I'm saying? But getting back to, you know, the show part, you know, it you know, we thought the whole thing was her and Lawrence, but the love affair was her and Motley. Mm-hmm. You know, their friendship, you know what I'm saying? That's what was the most important. So, you know, the whole time we thinking, like, who she gonna get back with Lawrence? But the whole time it was her and Motley.
And the unbreakable friendship they had. They had their ups and downs, as homegirls do, or people do. And then it was like they were able to grow and they wound up being back friends together again. Mm-hmm. And so it was, I mean, and even just thinking about celebration of all forms of black. Because that was another big thing, because a lot of shows have their black person. So you got a token or whatever there. But when you have different shades, different sizes, different people from different backgrounds and different things they want to bring to the table, although you may be from the hood, you had an opportunity to go to Stanford, different things that went on, because even that was a part of her real life. So she was like, she put it all out there.
Yeah.
And so a lot of things are things that really happened in her life. And for her to expose that or share that to an audience of people who clearly will judge you, celebrate you, or, you know what I'm saying, criticize you, whatever. Again, that took guts. And I just feel like the show really was, I mean, because of course I'm not really big on watching TV. So when the thing first came around, I was just like, oh Lord, here he go giving me another something to watch on TV. But, you know, as time went on, I feel like they did a really good job putting those characters together and making a storyline for those individuals. And I'm just glad that it was a success. I really wish that I could see them get married if that's what they're supposed to be. But I guess we'll have to just guess that's what it is.
Yeah, the filling of the
filling the blank. Yeah,
filling the blanks for yourself. So shout out to Issa Rae and everybody, the whole cast over there, Insecure. Thank y'all for a dope 6 seasons. Like I said, for what you did just in the game, opening up doors for everybody. That shit was dope. A great representation of black people on TV. You know what I'm saying? You know, realistic, not too far-fetched, but still overall a good representation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what we need. So, you know, props to you, you know, whatever your future endeavors is, much success.
Yeah.
And thank you for, you know what I'm saying, giving us a good show. Something we could be proud of. Hold our hat on and be like, yo, that's some dope shit. You know, it's going to spawn other shows like that. We're going to see the, you know what I'm saying, it might be a show to come out that copy everything she did and go bigger, but we're going to remember the original.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what's up. So, that's all we're going to leave with TV Talk this week, because nothing else came on. Power took a week off. They said something about 50 was like, yo, why ain't no show this week? They was like, ain't no something about it was Christmas. The lawyers, Tariq couldn't see the judge before. He can't see the judge over the holidays or whatever like that, so we have to wait a week. So we're going to see. So that's all for TV Talk. Well, Queen Jerm mentioned it early as it being her favorite part of the show.
No, not so much.
And it's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBCs, we like to call it around here. So me and Queen Jerm, improv situations suggested by you, the listener, or I just make them up. Before we get into this, let me let y'all know, we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We do not have SAG cards, but every week we come here and do it for y'all. This week, situation goes a little something like this. Baby mama misappropriated the Christmas money. Setting the scene. We got a baby mama and a baby daddy. They're not together. Baby daddy sends baby mama $500 for Lil Jump Jump's Xbox. Baby mama misappropriated the funds. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Action. Hey, Wanda, what going on?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Shit, I just talked to Lil Junior. And you know what I'm saying? I sent you that money to get him that goddamn that PlayStation. Like, he told me he ain't getting no PlayStation for Christmas. What's up?
He been good.
Well, they ain't got nothing to do with that, though. He told me he want a PlayStation. I sent you the money to get him a PlayStation. But they, what that got to do with anything?
So, you telling me you going to get somebody who got four D's and...
Listen,
He going to get a damn PlayStation and he ain't got his grades.
That don't got nothing to do with it. I sent you the money. So what you did with the money then?
You won't see me? You won't see me, nigga? You see this hair I got?
What? So you went to my son Christmas money, got you some hair?
First of all, our son. Second of all.
That wasn't your $500 though.
But you didn't get me no gift.
Why I gotta get you a gift for?
I'm the reason why you got a son, nigga.
But don't you got a nigga?
See?
You got a nigga in the house. Did he get you something? You worry about what he got you.
Yes.
So you took that $500 and spent it on yourself and your kids.
No. I didn't spend all your money on myself because this hair here, I got this all installed and everything else for $200.
Man, I ain't trying to hear that, man. Where my son PlayStation at, man?
I guess it's at the store if they got it.
Well, listen, man, I need my money back then.
You can go and get the PlayStation. I need
my
money.
Well, give me my $500 back then.
I can give you the $200 that's left.
Nigga, I need all my money back.
Sir.
See, there you go with that bullshit. Okay. Last Christmas, I sent you some money to get my son some shit. You spend it on your other kids.
No.
Now you got a nigga now.
You have the shit. You go to the store and buy the shit.
That's bullshit.
You can go and have one of them little chicken heads you fuck with, wrap it, and do whatever y'all want to do with it. Put a bowl in the shit and bring it on over here.
You know, the last time I tried to come over there with my new girl, you wanted to start some shit.
No. I said let the bitch wrap the gift. I didn't tell her nothing about coming to my house. She can't come to my house.
I mean, but I don't understand that. Like, look,
you don't have to understand.
Just because me and you ain't work out, you ain't got to make my life a living hell. You ain't got to do that. How we gonna ever coexist? Like, listen,
we don't need to coexist.
I don't say nothing when you
have need to coexist.
That nigga you got living up there now, I ain't say nothing about that nigga.
You don't have to because he had nothing to say.
Okay then, so why you got a problem with me having my situation then?
As long as your situation don't run into my house, we good. But like I said, if you want to know about how your child gonna get a PlayStation, you can go and buy the PlayStation.
But you
can
understand.
Go bring it over here. That's how he can have one. Hey, I'm not your personal shopper.
I'm not
your personal shopper. Did you give me a fee to go?
JR don't have no problem with my old lady. He be calling her mama and everything when he over
and
there.
You a mama lie. You a whole mama lie.
You go talk to JR. He'll tell you.
Well, you call them people who go and shop for you, and you pay them.
Well, you get my money.
I'm not giving you shit.
You just said you need to give me my $200 back. You just gave me a tip.
For going to the store, picking up the little stuff.
See, that's your problem.
That's
why we ain't work out.
Yeah.
Cause you ain't reasonable.
No, cause you don't work.
You ain't reasonable.
You don't work.
I do work.
You don't work.
I do work.
You don't work. That's why we didn't work out.
Have you ever been late? I get my money how I get my money. Have I ever been late on anything? Nah, anything JR want, he gets. So don't be doing me like that.
Okay.
Don't matter if I don't work or not.
Okay, you don't have a real job.
It don't matter.
Do you get a W-2?
It don't matter.
Oh, you don't get a W-2? Why? Why? It Why don't, don't you matter. Get a W-2, nigga?
It don't matter.
Oh, okay. It does matter. I bet you go run and get the PlayStation then.
Yeah, I'm going to go run and get it. Matter of fact, I'm going to get a PlayStation. It's going to be at my house. So when you come to my house on the weekends, he'll have a PlayStation. Because I don't want your little raggedy-ass kids playing with my shit anyway.
Oh, my kids ain't raggedy.
Yeah, they is.
My kids ain't raggedy. You mad because they ain't yours.
I'm happy they ain't mine. I'm glad I only got one with you.
That's a lie. You tell a woman we not. You want this.
No,
you still
no,
want it. That's
had
why
it,
you worried about what I did with the money.
I called my son, asked him how he liked the PlayStation. Yeah. He didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
That's right. Because you try to call yourself doing a little switcheroo. You want to be so slick and fast. That's why the shit is on you.
Don't worry about it.
I'm
going to tell
you.
He's going to have a PlayStation in my house. Yeah. He don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
He got his own room in my house. He ain't got to share no room
with
his other brothers and shit over
here. That builds character.
No, it don't.
Yeah.
No, it don't.
The shit you got going on at your house is what?
But you got that old nigga in your house.
He's not an old nigga. He ain't sorry either.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Mr. Jimmy.
I bet he put shit together.
Yeah, whatever.
Your ass
what?
Can't fix nothing.
I can't fix a motherfucking thing. I pay a nigga to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I stimulate the economy.
Yeah.
I create jobs. I'm a job creator.
Yeah, you say so.
Yeah, I ain't gonna sit here and be no stingy ass nigga and put shit together when I could pay a nigga $5 and put some shit together.
Yeah.
What kind of shit is that?
$5. What is $5, nigga?
Oh, well, that's what I wanna know. $5. So look, since it ain't nothing to you either, you run me my five times 100, nigga.
Fuck you and them little $500.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. If you'd like to hear me and Queen Germ act out a situation, send it to us. Y'all know it, at Nappy Afro on Twitter, at The Frocast on Twitter, at Frocast on Instagram. Hit us up. We'll do it. Now time to read some rap lyrics. And this is our thing where, you know, since we had to get rid of Song of the Week, we bought in some rap lyrics and we read them. And the gimmick is we read them in our office voice, our professional voice, our accent, whatever kind of voice you want to read them in. But every week we read some lyrics. And this week is no different. It's my turn this week. Closing it goes a little something outright. Like this. Closing it outright. I remove your roof, nigga. Let the sun shine in. 38 waist, enough to put 1-9 in. Really a 36. Without the gun, I'm thin. But when the gat is tucked, I'm fat as fuck. Ignorant bastard. I'm taking it back to day one. No kids, but trust me, I know how to raise a gun. For niggas that think I spent my days in the sun, well, here's the shock of your life. The Glock, not the mic. Homie, I'm not in the hype. Trust me, I'm still street. You still fucking up? Then trust me, I still creep. Yeah, I know the platinum chain be looking real sweet, but reach and I bury niggas 60 feet deep. S. Carter turned rappers into martyrs. Separate fathers from their daughters. Why bother? I'm a crook like you. I look like you. I disobeyed the law throughout the book like you. How dare you look at Jigga like I'm shook like who? I keep the fifth with me. Nigga, come and get me. Come and get me. Okay. Y'all know who that was, man. That was your boy, J-Hover. Ending the year outright. One of my favorite whole songs, at least with the intro to that song. That shit is so fucking dope. That nigga said, 38 waist enough to put 1-9 in. Really a 36. Without the gun, I'm thin. But when the gat is tucked, I'm fat as fuck, nigga. Bars, nigga.
I guess that was before he got to.
Bars, nigga.
Removed, I guess.
It's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals, when I go to their Twitter, grab some tweets and read them to Queen Germ. And this one goes a little something like this. I love my boyfriend, but he can't fight. This is the third time he got his ass beat since we've been together, and I'm tired of being the post-ass-whooping support. Is that a good enough reason to leave? Because how would he even protect me in a situation where he needed to beat someone's ass for me? TSU.
Sound like they need to go to taekwondo, karate, or somebody, because clearly, my thing is, you really think that's a good reason to whoop them, to leave the man because he can't beat nobody?
I mean, just tell him to avoid contact. Thank if you really you. Like you the nigga, keep, like, baby, come on, man. Low. I mean, you know.
Don't go stirring up no trouble.
Well, at least he ain't no scary ass nigga. It don't matter if you win or lose the fight. That nigga ain't scared to fight. Now, it depends on how bad he getting his ass whooped. Now, if he getting drugged and, you know, it's just a blowout, then, yeah, you might want to say, look, my nigga, this ain't your thing. But if he fighting and the nigga just got the best of him. No, do not start toting the gun. Learn to fight, my nigga.
I mean,
learn to bob and weave, my nigga.
He done tried, and if you done got beat up 3 times in a relationship, and with these young folk, that sound like that might be a year. Shit, you got beat up you getting beat up.
And nigga quarterly. Get his ass whooped a lot now. I mean, damn.
You know what I'm saying? Or
and she saying she tired of being the post fight support.
3 times in a year, so every 4 months.
She, that nigga,
that shit is not
okay.
He
a rough
okay.
and tumble nigga, man. So yeah, you know. So, just not keep a lot of ice bags, frozen vegetables in the damn freezer for his eyes and shit.
But then, what does it do for you? Does it help y'all have better sex? Does it help y'all have a better relationship? He just buck up at you because clearly you done seen him get beat up.
He just fly off the handle and he just want to throw them hands. He just shoot the ones ass. With niggas.
That humbles his ass.
I can't fault him for wanting to shoot the ones. I mean, he need to pick better targets, man. You know what I'm saying? He picking up niggas just whooping his ass. Now, instead of looking at the 3 fights he lost, let's look at some of the fights he won. So I would like for her to chime in and say, yo, let us know about some fights that he won. Because I know he just ain't, if he 0-3, that's bad. You know what I'm saying? So
I think
that's terrible. He at least had to get some wins. Somebody, he whooped somebody's ass. Come on, man.
Somebody's child.
You know, but like I said, get some fighting lessons, self-defense. Because clearly, go call that nigga up on Instagram with showing people how to disarm niggas with the guns and shit. You know, call that nigga, man. You know, he'll help you out. Really? Get your ass killed, nigga. So, you know. It's Keep It 100 time, Queen Jern. Can we have your last Keep It 100 of 2021?
So, for 2021, we gonna end it simple and plain to just say some shit just makes sense. And some shit don't. 100. Some of the stuff y'all out here doing, from y'all stealing these government money with these PPP loans, y'all still playing around. The people is coming for this shit. Some of the shit y'all doing with the circles that y'all running in, you know, if it's helping to move you in the right direction, you got a goal, you got a plan. Hey, the shit makes sense. Some of the shit y'all doing, it really don't make sense. Falling in love with married people, fucking around, doing dumb shit with your money, at your job, stealing and shit. Some of that shit y'all doing don't make no goddamn sense. So, hey, have some discernment. Understand what it is and what it ain't. Try to do that in the 2022.
Didn't think about that. That's a good one. My last Keeping 100, man, for the year. This whole versus Weezy versus debate, or when Jay-Z came out last week and said nobody could see stand on the stage with him in the verses, and it set the internet's on fire. Everybody talk about it. People coming up with imaginary scenarios or battles for Jay-Z. I done seen some terrible as Future. I done seen some, you know, some people down south is acting like they don't listen to Jay-Z down south. And then people up north saying like Wayne couldn't stand a chance against Jay because, you know, regional bias. And that's what it came down to, is like people like who they like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if it's Jay-Z versus Wayne, I mean, you're gonna have to have unbiased judges to actually judge this, because southern niggas might lean closer to Wayne and northern niggas might lean on Jay, and it really wouldn't be a good look. So, I say all that to say, the only people I could see him going in a battle with is Drake or Wayne. 100. You know, for them to have a chance, because I don't think nobody else would stand a chance with him, because they have more hits. They might can sway the crowd with the certain songs, and Jay-Z get up there with the rappity rap shit, and niggas might not want to feel that. So, you know, that I would like to see, you know, if somebody was going to go, it'd be either Drake or Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Because them the only two I think could stand with him. So, that's my 2 cents. I use my Keeping 100 to tell y'all, that's who I think should battle Jay-Z in the versus battle, is Drake or Wayne. That's the only two things that make sense. Can't be Nas. Can't be nobody else, because can't be Busta Rhymes. Like Little John said, like, yeah, Busta been on 20 tracks, but nah. Mm-mm, not going to do it. So, closing the year out with that one. That's it. Winner or loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
I think that we're going to end this like some of the best shows do. You a winner. I'm a winner. We all are winners. Why? Because we made it through 2021 and made it to 2022.
Winner.
So hey, we survived.
Hey, that's what's up, man. I can support that. I can ride with that. My winner, man, all the LLC kids, man.
Winner.
I saw a lot of parents, you know what I'm saying, for Christmas, you know, instead of buying their kid toys and shit, they bought them a vending machine. And, you know, you just want to be a fucking kid. Your mom and dad bought you a vending machine telling you, you know, it's about wealth, it's about this and that. I get it, but I still want a bicycle.
That's nice.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's cool and all, but I wanted that damn video game.
You can buy a whole lot of shit.
I wanted that drone.
20 years.
Yeah, but, you know, still, you know, thanks for this big vending machine, Dad. Appreciate it. You know, and all these little business ventures. Oh, I didn't get you enough for Christmas. I bought you gave you a startup business. You got your own lemonade stand now, you know what I'm saying? So all those are my winners. Y'all parents thinking forward for y'all. And, you know, I know you just want to be a kid, but they're looking out for you 20 years down the line. So it sucks right now, but if they keep that vending machine going, you'll be thanking them later. Quarter by quarter, my nigga. Losers, Queen Jern, got any losers?
Oh.
You jumping and shit? You all right over there?
I was feeling a little, I don't know, feeling a little something. But he's been on our loser or winner list before.
Oh,
he's
shit.
No stranger to this platform. My loser, last loser of 2021 is none other than Mr. Kanye West.
Loser.
Oh, damn, I thought it would be me again. I was about to say, damn, what the fuck I did?
Yeah, not this week. You actually all right. That Christmas gifts kind of probably got you out the hole this week. But my loser is Kanye West, because this nigga so dumb. Okay, I understand you want to get your wife back, whatever. Mm-hmm. But why the hell is you living across the street from these people? That's very stalkerish. That ain't
my
love.
Kids in the house.
No. the lady will let you know when you can see the people. Yeah. You don't need to see me coming out to get my mail.
What's wrong with that?
Packages, whatever.
It's a house opener I bought.
No, I already know what you're going to do. You done installed a ring. The shit ain't watching what's coming at your door. The shit is zoomed into what the fuck is around me.
What's wrong with that?
That's a problem.
I live across the street.
Only because you moved
there. My kids
there.
Live across the street.
So you shouldn't
that,
even.
That's perfect.
Like I said.
They can spend the night sometime.
The shit is crazy.
You know, daddy ain't far away. Daddy right across the street.
The shit is crazy.
That's dope.
That's not okay. The people are not okay. That is very much so loser activity. Because nobody should have to look across the street.
Look at that, black fathers. You try to be closer to your kids as possible if it's
not
working.
You trying to put together a family that the people don't want you to be with them. Yeah, they don't want you. They don't want you.
But you just there being there for your kids. So you move across the street.
It's sickening. Because that means that my child can go outside and supposed to be playing with their friends, and the daddy is over there trying to get involved. You don't need to be involved. If you got weekends or whatever days that you got, we can agree to the terms that the courts have set. Yeah. There's no reason for you to be across. You don't need to be my neighbor. Because what happened if my boyfriend come over here?
So, I don't care.
That's what you say. You're going to care. If you moved across the street from me, you don't want me to have a man.
My kids. It ain't about you.
I promise you.
I want to be close to my children.
I promise you.
I want to be able to be there and not have to be far away.
The man already said he's trying to get his family back together, not his children. Man. He's trying
can
to get
you
his whole
a man
family.
For that? Can you fault a man for wanting his
can't
unit to be together?
You can't fault a man, but what you tell the man
so
is
I move across the street.
You don't move across the street because that looks strange. It looks crazy and deranged. Okay? That's not what you do. It's not okay.
My loser is this woman that says she was groped in the metaverse by a fellow beta tester while working on Meta's new platform, Horizon Worlds.
Loser.
So this beta tester revealed the incident happened last month and reported the assault to the online gaming beta testing Facebook group. Sexual harassment is no joke on the regular internet, but being in VR adds another layer that makes the event more intense, the woman told The Verge. Not only was I groped last night, but there were other people there who supported this behavior, which made me feel isolated in the plaza, the game's central gathering space. Safety is apparently a big concern for VR environments like Horizon Worlds, where interactions with strangers is a regular occurrence. Online harassment is commonplace, just ask the Sun writers, but the VR world isn't as safe as a space as one would assume. Meta suggests that beta testers should have used a tool called Safe Zone. It's a suite of safety features built into the platform. The features work like a protective bubble. Users can activate whenever they feel threatened within the Safe Zone. A user can't be touched, spoken to, or interacted with until they are ready to shut off the blocking tool. So, you're my loser, lady, for reporting a online groping to your...
But she had to feel it, right?
It's virtual. You can't feel that shit.
She said it was.
But how? It's not you. A nigga groped your virtual reality person. That's like somebody raping your emoji. And you like, oh.
It offended her.
He squeezed my emoji. How?
It hurt her because she had to watch herself get, like, how horrible is that? It's one thing to be violated, but for you to have to watch it, that's like somebody do something to you and they showing the video of them doing it to you. And you have to sit there and watch it and you can't save yourself. That's crazy.
I'm not. I don't get it. Like I'm saying, you're my loser, lady. I can't stand on that one. Nope.
You have to because you saying it's okay for somebody to violate.
I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm just saying that's video game world. It's not real.
It's not real. So because y'all.
So if somebody punch you in the game, you can report a fucking assault.
Yeah, it's assault. It's
that's
assault.
Bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. Take that bullshit off. Mm-hmm. Nope. Nope.
So you want me to fuck up my shit and disconnect the shit because
you ain't got disconnected. You can just be like, yo, let me just leave this nigga alone. Report him or something. But don't go and make
that's
say
what
you
she just did.
Nah. Online groping, nigga. You could just be like, yo, nigga, you know, inappropriate behavior, whatever. Get the nigga out, but not make a claim like harassment, nigga. Like, what? Unplugged, like you said, turn the shit off. If it's that bad, get the fuck on.
But yeah. She paid for her stuff too.
I understand. Well, you paid to get groped.
Oh, now we groping people.
Well, Queen Germ, you want to hear your last shout outs of 2021?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go listen. I did shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruling Myself, Rick James, bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Mad Static, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, who else? Everybody over that site to fuck with the kid, Doc Claw and all the gang. 12 Cal podcast. Shout out to the good brother. Shout out to Eclectic Discussion podcast. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive. Everybody, Dr. Abrasive Network, man. You got Dr. Cam's Barbecue. You got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis, Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to Pork and L, Cool Out Corner. Shout out to the Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to any other podcast that fuck with us. Too Much Gang, Uncle Dolomite. Shout out to Big Smash, man. Even though you be on some fuck shit, you know, shout out to you. Shout out to Conversation with Lamp, Life Unplugged, We Need to Talk. Anybody else, any other podcast that fuck with us, man, shout out to y'all, man. Anybody else fuck with us a long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Hey, woo! Another one's in the books, Queen Germ. Another year's in the books. Another show's in the books. It's like a grand closing. Gotta ask you, do you want to rate your show?
Oh, yeah. When I say this is a good one, I done got a little feeling inside of me. This is indescribable. I'm at a nice place full of harmony. And it's something that I haven't experienced in a while. And we were able to toast the show in and talked about some quality topics. And if nothing else could represent this numerically, I would have to say that I'm going to rate this show a 9.
I mean, you went through all that slow talking and stuff to do that. I mean, you know, you long drawn out process. Get to the point, ma'am. I'm going to give it a 7.63. Just because. No rhyme or reason. Just first three numbers that come to the top of my head, man. First three numbers. But yeah, man. So those are ratings. Before we get out of here, man, I want to thank y'all for putting up with us for a whole year. Listen to our show, supporting our shit, buying shirts, supporting Patreon, whatever. However way you support the Nappy Afro, the Frocast, we thank you. Because, you know, like I said, for y'all, man, you know, we come here, you know, give y'all a little slice of our life. You know,
and we gave away shirts
in October, all kinds of stuff, man. We, you know, we love our support, man. We support the love, you know what I'm saying? You know, I try to be supportive of everybody in their ventures, you know, even though they don't support me and mine, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm fine with that because, like I said, you can't expect people to be as real as you, but I thank the real ones that fuck with us in every week in, week out, listen to shows, give us feedback. You know, so even if you ain't never listened to one show, but you ain't listened to one, or you listen every week, I want to thank all y'all, man. And it really means a lot to me that y'all enjoy this shit because, like I said, you know, it's fun to me. I'm glad y'all enjoy it. And I just hope we can keep bringing that heat, you know what I'm saying, which we will continue to. You know, as long as it's a microphone for us to talk into, we're going to do our damn thing. So, after saying all that, I want to tell everybody Happy New Year. Be a prosperous New Year. Be safe. You know what I'm saying? The show dropping on Friday, which I think is New Year's Eve.
And it is.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all motherfuckers be safe tonight. Have a good time. And, yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that regard. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader. Don't forget about our voicemail, 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play on the show. Don't forget about the Patreon if you join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. That simple. We don't ask for much. Buy a shirt, support the Patreon, call the voicemail, share that shit. Pick one of them options. That's all we ask. So, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And we about to fly out this bitch, man, for the last time in 2021. We'll see y'all next year.
Peace.
With the first show of 2022. Yes, we out this bitch, man. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com